Can the best high school boys basketball team beat the best WNBA team?
WNBA, I think the answer is clearly yes.
Really?
Yeah, completely yes.
You think yes?
When I was in college, the club basketball team played against
But we're talking about high school, not club, not club college.
Yeah, but club college played against the college female team.
Okay.
College women's team.
And?
And they would scrimmage, and they said that they beat them all the time. So that's like Maryland was like number three in the country.
Yeah, but
and the club basketball team, which is just a bunch of random kids who played high school.
Yeah.
When you're talking the best high school, you're talking like the Zion Williamson team.
Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg. Bronny James. Was it Sierra Canyon?
Yeah. Like but I just, let me give you some stats here.
Okay.
Yeah, of the female.
Convince me.
One of the best WNBA teams was the New York Liberty.
Okay.
They went to the finals, they lost. But I know the people on the Liberty more than I do on the other teams.
Okay.
Breonna Stewart, 6'4", her wingspan is 7'1".
That's pretty big.
That's more than like most centers in the NBA.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm still not buying it.
Sabrina Ionescu is her starting point guard. She shoots 44.8% from three.
Okay, but you're talking about the best high school athletes, like the best high school team. They're like a lot of those kids are future NBA players.
They're not shooting 44% from three in high school.
I mean, it depends. What are the ground rules? Are we playing on an NBA court? Are we playing on a women's court? High school. So we're playing on a high school court.
We're playing on a high school court.
Because it's the same size, right?
I think so. And then the tallest player, but the only downfall is the tallest player on the New York Liberty is 6'6".
Okay, but the Brittany Grant. Oh, well, it's the worst WNBA team.
No, best WNBA team.
Oh.
Does that change things?
That does. It might change things.
Yeah.
It might.
That's why I'm vouching for them.
I don't know, Brian. I don't know if I'm there with you.
I'm going to take the WNBA team.
I just feel like...
I think Breonna Stewart is that good.
But
and Sabrina Ionescu is that good.
I'm not saying it won't be close.
It'd be close?
Don't throw me out there and say, oh, it's going to be
a
blowout.
Well, you never said that.
No. I think if they play 10 games, I think the best high school team probably takes... 6 or 7.
Okay.
That's it's going to be close.
I mean, I agree. I don't think either team would blow each other out.
The best high school team also has the same size. And just from a physical standpoint, I think they're going to body them. Who's dominating the boards in that game? The high school team. I think scoring-wise, they probably have similar capabilities. But the physical aspect, yeah. I just think the guys take it.
No, I just like to play devil's advocate here. I don't know who I agree with.
You like throwing stuff out there and not having an answer for it.
I think that's what does well. That's how we make our money.
That's how we make the money. All right. Cool. That's it?
Well, yeah. I just wanted to kick it off.
All right. That's it. That's the podcast.
No, it is.
Buy the merch. Okay. We'll jump in to my first series. I'm ready for it.
Let's do it.
How much would it take for you to do these things?
Okay.
This is from BuzzFeed. Good questions from BuzzFeed.
We love BuzzFeed.
Okay. How much would it take for you to cut off contact with your best friend and not be able to tell them why?
For my entire life?
Your entire life.
Just leave.
Leave.
I'd probably say like $5 million.
You're going to put a price on that?
Yeah.
You know what?
$5 million?
You're just going to $5 million and you throw me away.
I didn't think of it that
You realize who you're talking to. I'm that guy.
Yeah, but I could be like a guardian angel, like looking over you.
$5 million
is a lot of money, Zach.
I don't know if I want to finish.
Would you do it?
You put $5 million.
Would you do it for $5 million?
I value our friendship more than $5 million, Brian. It would be like,
I thought you wanted me to get debatable here.
$10 million, I might do it.
Okay. Now, so you're going to put a price tag on it?
I'm offended.
I'm offended. I said two, you would have said four.
I don't know. I don't know what I would actually put. I don't think I could put a price tag on that. This is what I want to do. I want to do this.
I probably wouldn't.
Oh my God.
Now that you say it.
You just really, really throw me under the bus. All right. How much would it take for you to eat a stranger's fully detached toenail?
That's so gross.
I think my price is way lower than yours.
Yeah, it is. Because you don't care about like germs or gross things. And also, I am the pickiest of eaters. And if it's a toenail, I'm not coming near it.
What if it was seasoned? Put a little salt?
Like Old Bay?
Maybe some Old Bay?
If Old Bay was on it, the price comes down.
Red pepper? Red pepper flakes?
I like red pepper flakes. Could I dip it in?
Yeah, you could dip it in whatever you want. Sure.
Sweet and sour?
Dipped in hot sauce.
I'd like realist. Everything changes when the money's in front of you. Like realistically, I'd probably do it for like $5,000.
Wow.
I was going to throw out a ridiculous price, but if somebody gave me $5,000 cash in a briefcase, it was like, all you have to do is eat a toenail, I'd probably do it.
There's people who eat insects, cockroaches.
I mean, I'd rather eat an insect.
I had grasshopper the other day.
That's for no money.
No, it was like in for free. It was guac with grasshopper.
That's weird.
I'm exploring.
I probably do it for $5 or $10,000.
Okay, I think that's probably around my. I probably do it for less, but
you do it for like $20.
Yeah, maybe
you do it for a free drink,
depending on what the situation is.
If you were at the bar, you do it for a free drink.
I might. All right, how much would it take for you to never be allowed to own a pet for the rest of your life?
I haven't really owned a pet in my entire life, so I'd probably do it for free.
Just do it for free.
Probably. I mean, I've only had like a fish, a hermit crab. I have a bunny upstairs. To be honest,
no Mac. You wouldn't have Mac.
Mac doesn't really do much. He kind of just sits there all day.
Eats carrots.
But I mean, dogs are fun. I'd probably do it for like $10,000.
Okay.
I mean, I've been doing it my entire life pretty much for free.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I got three more for you. You had to be constantly sweating, like dripping sweat every second of your life.
That's uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. You hate sweating.
I hate it.
You're like, if you sweat like just a tiny bit, you'll take a shower.
I like showers and I hate sweating.
It's hard to put a price.
Yeah, no, probably a lot. I would really not want that. That's my entire life. I probably wouldn't put a price on it. I don't want that.
You don't want that at all?
Maybe $1 billion.
You could like shape it into being like known for that. The guy who constantly sweats.
Yeah, but that would be just uncomfortable. The most sweaty person. I couldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. You wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't put a price tag on it. I wouldn't do that. I would not want that superpower.
This one I think hits. I think you go low on this one.
Okay.
How much would it take to let someone design a tattoo for you and choose where on your body you have to get it?
Depends who's designing the tattoo. Like, is it an actual tattoo? Like
I'm choosing it.
Like a cool tattoo? Like, are you going like cool with it, or are you going like you're going to make me embarrassed?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
No face. No neck. No hand.
It could go anywhere besides your face. I'll leave the face out of it.
All right. Probably like $20,000.
$20,000?
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Maybe 10.
Maybe 10.
Again, changes. It's a lot of money.
Changes when the money's in front of you.
Yeah.
How much would it take for you for the next 10 years to always feel like you have to sneeze, but you never actually sneeze?
Nothing. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that? No. So uncomfortable.
That's peak uncomfortableness. You just gotta let it go.
let it go.
I would inhale pepper for those 10 years. Just to get
what does it look at the sun and say cucumber? I think it's
just look at the sun. If you look at the sun, it actually works though. And look at a light.
And you say cucumber.
No. I think you're making that up.
I might be. I don't know. All right, cool. I thought that was it's nice to get a price tag for these things just in case we ever do a video on
just
it.
In case. just in case. I'm not eating a toenail.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a series here that we've been doing.
That's it.
It's called What Do You Call These Things?
Oh, okay.
And you came up with this, so.
I like it.
What do you call these things? A public water dispenser.
Oh, that's a water fountain, Brian.
Yeah.
It's always been.
It's always been and it always will be.
What do people call it?
Some people call it a bubbler.
A bubbler? That just doesn't sound
I think they
right.
call it that in like Massachusetts, not too far.
What's going on in Massachusetts? I don't know. They're calling it different things. Maybe like I said water fountain.
Yeah, water fountain just makes sense.
What about a water dispenser?
This just seems like official.
To me, that's the one where you put the water bottle underneath. Yeah. I would still call it a water fountain.
Yeah, I would still call it a water fountain.
Okay.
If the water's coming down, it dispenses. If it goes up, it's a fountain.
I like that rule.
What's the things you put on ice cream?
Oh.
The rainbow things?
Sprinkles.
Yep.
Of course.
It has to be.
Yeah, but I might, if I'm feeling a little kooky.
Are you serious?
If I'm feeling a little kooky.
No, you wouldn't say
a little
that.
Wacky. I might say Jimmy's.
No, you never said that in your life.
I've said it before.
No, you not in a serious conversation.
As a joke. You know, like if someone's has the toppings they're going through, I'm like, oh, you're gonna put Jimmy's on that?
It just sounds like, inappropriate.
I mean, Jim's a good guy.
You put Jimmy?
Why do they call it Jimmy's? Did Jimmy invent them?
Probably. All right. The type of sandwich you get at a deli.
So this depends. Because if it's at a deli, it's a sub.
Okay.
It's at a deli, it's a sub. But if I'm going to Wawa, my local Wawa, it's a hoagie.
It's Hoagie Haven.
I don't know the difference.
No, not. That's a place in Trenton, New Jersey. Or Princeton, New Jersey.
Not related.
Hoagie Fest. Hoagie Fest. That's what it is.
So it's completely different based off where you are. But if I'm getting like it's Subway, right?
Is it ever a hero?
If there's meatballs on it.
Oh.
A meatball
that's
hero.
True.
Meatball hero.
I would call it a meatball sub, to be honest.
Cold cuts is a sub. And then if Wawa. You get it from Wawa, it's a hoagie.
So it would be a meatball hoagie at Wawa?
No, that would still be hero.
Meatballs excluded. Meatball hero.
I don't know why they call it all these different things.
A type of candy that you suck on.
Oh, that's a lollipop.
Yeah.
It's a lollipop.
That's what I call it.
What do other people call it?
A sucker.
A sucker?
Which actually makes sense.
It kind of more so describes what it actually is.
Lollipop doesn't make any sense.
No.
Lollipop.
Lollipop.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't really understand it much either.
What about a carbonated beverage?
Carbonated beverage is a soda.
That's what I call it.
I'm not calling it pop. I'm not calling it carbonated beverage.
I don't think anyone calls it that.
I don't know what else there really is for that one.
No, it's just pop.
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 You have to be like in the 70s
to call it that. Well, it's soda pop.
You have to be in like the 70s to call it that. Like only in the movies.
It was like division. Maybe the North and South took soda and pop.
Maybe they did.
After the Civil War.
soda war.
The substance Italians put on their pasta.
Oh, Parmesan?
No. Like the liquidy.
Mozzarella.
The liquidy stuff that they put on their pasta.
Oh, sauce.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what other people call it?
No.
Some hardcore Italians apparently call it gravy.
No, that's not right.
No, that's a thing. We did a poll on this, or Matt did a poll on this.
Okay, but it might be a thing, but that doesn't mean it's right. There's a difference between what's a thing and what's right.
It's a thing. I never said it was right. I'm agreeing with you, but it is a thing out there.
All right. I guess that works.
Yeah.
That's what you got for those?
Yep.
I have a similar segment, actually, because we're just transitioning seamlessly here.
Making shift happen.
Making shift happen. Nice. I have a segment for funny words. It's funny words in different languages.
Let's go.
Do you know what these funny words mean in different languages? Now, I'm going to have a tough time pronouncing some of these.
Yeah, you always do.
The first one is German. Backpfeifengenzeit. Backpfeifengenzeit.
I don't know. How am I going to get any of these?
Like, to a lot of people online, I'm probably...
an idiot.
I probably have a Backpfeifengenzeit.
An uncultured swine.
No, that's not it. It's a face badly in need of a fist.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
What is it in Anchorman? Meet Jack Johnson? And do you remember the other one?
Not Jack Johnson.
Isn't it Jack Johnson?
Well, that's the singer.
I don't know what
and
it
Larry
is.
Larry O'Donnell?
Larry O'Donnell. No, I don't know. we tried.
It looks like your face needs a fist, though.
Yeah, oh no.
Look at this face. Got the fist.
Needs a fist. Okay, let's see if I can get this one. Chanter en Yarot.
Is that?
It's French.
I was going to guess that's French. I don't know what any of these. How would I guess this? I have no context.
Well,
you're just asking me to translate another language.
What about like, it's like mumbo jumbo? No. You ever like sing a song and you go through the song and you just don't know the lyrics, but you're still singing it? I do this all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I do this all the time.
Yeah, I do that.
So it's when you sing made up words or sounds and you don't know the lyrics to a song.
Okay. That makes sense.
So LeBron James does this a lot.
Yeah.
LeBron all loves doing this.
Yeah. He's a liar.
Yeah.
That boy's a liar.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. All right. Last one is Festvark. Oh, sorry. It's Dutch. Festvarken.
Don't know.
Festvarken.
I'm not going to get any of these.
Someone like our friend Mark is a Festvarken.
He's a gambling addict.
That's crazy.
Sorry, Mark.
It's a party pig. Someone in whose honor a party is thrown. So I guess he wouldn't fit the Festvarken.
I don't know.
Description, but yes, it's someone who you throw a party for in place of.
Okay.
So we're going to throw a Festvarken when we sell out of these shirts.
Yes.
In honor of us.
In honor
we
of us.
We are the festival.
Or when we hit 1 million subs.
Yeah. There's
which
a lot of
be
things.
Soon.
Oh my goodness.
A
lot of language stuff. Let's migrate. I feel like people might be lost. People might be lost.
Let's migrate. Let's go back to the debatable question. Similar to the high school basketball team one.
Okay.
Actually, maybe I'll save that for the next podcast.
Oh, you could save whatever you want.
No, you know what? Let's go for it.
All right.
So this was a huge thing. Rashard Mendenhall, did you see this?
Oh my goodness, this is such a debate.
We're going to go for it. Could an all-white NFL team defeat an all-black NFL team?
Now, the problem that the all-white NFL team has...
Well, before you say anything, the simple answer is no. They can't.
Okay.
We would lose.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
We have no secondary.
Yeah, well, that's
nobody, and they have Tyreek Hill. That's all you need.
That's what I was going to go along the lines. And the quarterback's probably Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And then,
Patrick Mahomes off limits, people said.
Okay.
Because he's half, or you play a half on each team.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's mixed, right?
I saw a rule, but I won't share it.
Okay.
The corners, yeah. The secondary safeties.
Corners, safeties. Yeah, like even linebackers safety, aren't
the
that
one
great.
From the Vikings. The one from the Vikings. Yeah,
but can you even name him? That's bad. See?
I used to... No,
and imagine if one of them goes down.
Yeah, no. That's not good.
We're done. It's we have a great news. Defensive line, but so do they. They have Miles Garrett. They have Aaron Donald, Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but is this like... I feel like there's some hidden people in the world that you know... Like, they could hang in there, you think? I don't know.
See, like, we're hanging on by a thread here.
Yeah, we are.
We got Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
We got Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Even our wide receivers.
See, like, it's hard to name these people. And, like, after them, there's no bench. There's no bench behind these players. We got a great O-line. We got great quarterbacks. We got some good quarterbacks. But the defense, if somebody goes down, we're done. Even if nobody goes down, we're done. They have the best receivers in the league. They have the best, probably top fives running backs, 3 out of 5 of them, 4 out of 5 of them. We got great tight ends. That's where we live.
We live in the tight end.
We might have to play George Kittle both ways, Travis Kelce both ways.
Yeah, I saw something said, put McCaffrey at safety.
Taysom Hill. He'd be at safety. He could do anything.
Yeah. No, I guess they would lose. There's no chance. I don't know what you want me to say.
What if it was just a bunch of Taysom Hills versus an all-black team?
All Taysom Hills?
That would be better.
I don't know.
Taysom Hill at every skill position?
He does every...
And yeah. Then the O-line, D-line is but he's what not, they are?
My question would be in football. I never played football. So like how much of it is like that talent and how much of it is scheme? Because you talk about like the head coaches. Like Mike Tomlin's probably the best black coach.
Yeah.
So then... You have like the Mike McDaniels of the world.
Mike McDaniels. I would take Mike McDaniels.
The Bill Belichicks. Like how much goes into the scheme versus the actual talent?
Well, you see the Patriots.
They're usually good every year, but...
And when they had good people.
Yeah. Okay.
The Dolphins have good people. Mike McDaniels good. If Mike McDaniels on the Patriots, I wonder how he would do.
I guess that's fair. Well, I think that would be a blowout. And you know why?
Who would win?
I would say the all-black team.
Yeah, same.
They have to. But I would say it's a blowout, which means if I was watching the game, I'd probably shut it off.
Oh,
which leads me to this question.
Nice.
Do you shut off sports games when your team is getting pummeled? Now I want to go through each sport here and I want to ask, when do you shut it off? When do you call it? When do you draw the line as a fan?
I had a conversation about this the other day with my friends.
It was me. I was there.
Was it? Where were we?
I don't know where we were, but I was like, I'm going to write that down. It was me.
Okay. Football, 28 points.
28 points.
28 done. Points after the second quarter, done.
Yeah.
After halftime.
Well, I mean, the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead, but that's not 28 points.
That's not 28 points. That's okay. 25
four touchdowns. So you're saying four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns and a field goal, it's off.
Okay.
You know, I really like to stick it out, and I usually do end up just watching the whole game because I'm like, I have false hope. But I just want to say 28 and a field goal. So maybe 31. 28 to 31 points in football, and it's off.
See, I have friends who watch it, and they just want to be able to say that they watch the game and they're such a fan that you have to stick it through the tough times. I'm not buying in on that.
I mean, I do watch every game, every Giants game. I tend to stick it out, and I'm not bragging
about
that.
Football's different, though, because football is once a week. Exactly. So let's talk about a game that's more frequent, like something like baseball.
You watch baseball more than I do. I'd probably set it at like, if you're down like 7 or 8.
I think once half the game goes by, and if you're down 7 or 8 runs, you follow on your phone the rest of the time, you shut the TV off.
That's fair. And if it gets down below 5, you could tune back
in. And then
in.
They start, yeah, and they start coming back, and then you turn on the TV all excited, bases loaded, no outs, and then they don't score again, and the game's over.
This is a Mets fan talking.
Yeah, my experience as a Mets fan.
Yeah.
What about basketball? Now, I watched the Knicks earlier this season. I think they were down 19 points to the Miami Heat, came back in the fourth quarter.
No, you never turn it down. You never turn it off if they're down less than 20 in any quarter. I think people could come back from less than 20 in any quarter, and I think that's a fact.
Okay.
I think if they're down over 25 in the fourth, then it's okay to turn it off. Over 30, like even if they're down 30 during the game in the second quarter, basketball, you can come back. You can have a 20-0 run if you really, like a 20 to 5 run, you could do that. You're only down like 4 possessions.
People who don't watch basketball don't understand that. They think like, oh, they're getting pummeled, they're down. But it's like, no, like it's such a game of runs and people just go through the 20-0 run, or you have even like a 10-2 run. It's like an 8-point swing, and it could happen in like a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. You just have no idea.
And then once it's a 10-point game, it's anybody's ball game.
Oh my goodness. I've told you my trick before. Basketball games, tune in last 6 minutes.
Yeah. It's also the best live betting sport in the world.
Yeah. That's good teams down at half.
Yeah. You hammer them.
You hammer it. You hammer it. Is there a one for hockey for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like 5 goals. But if it's in the third period and they're down 4, it's looking tough.
Yeah.
But I'd say 5 is the cutoff.
Sometimes they score like twice in a minute and you're like, what the hell is going on here?
It's just tough to score in hockey.
It is. It's really not that great to watch, except if you're there live. I love at least from my hockey experience. I get watching on TV, I get a little.
You got to. So I think that it connects to like knowing the players. Like you got to like the sport you're watching, you have to know who's on the field. And if you put a face to the names, I think it's more exciting.
Like Bjorkstrand on the Kraken?
Sure.
And Matty Beniers?
Matty Beniers. And who's the other?
I can't think of them right now because I haven't watched a lot. And then do you have one for soccer?
Probably same as hockey.
Stupid sport.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Jokes for the fans. Okay. Jokes for the fans. Okay.
Cool. I have another sports question.
Let's do it.
Could an all-world NBA team beat an all-USA NBA team?
All-world NBA team beat a USA.
Now I have the rosters.
Okay, let's hear the roster because I'm leaning USA, but I feel like you might surprise me because I'm thinking Luka, Jokic, might be some players. Giannis. So,
team world is going to be Jokic. I'm putting Embiid on that team because he's not from America, even though he has citizenship. So I'm throwing him on team world. Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, Luka, Pascal Siakam. That'd probably be the starting five.
Is Luka the point guard?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Lauri Markkanen, which has made huge strides. Porzingis, Rudy Gobert, Bojan Bogdanovic, Josh Giddey, Franz Wagner, Vucevic, Jonas Valanciunas.
Well, okay.
It's a very good team.
I just think this is going to be a toss-up. I think it goes 10 games, and it's like if you play a 7-game series, it's going to be split. Like if you play multiple times, like it's
I don't think it's going to be split.
You don't think it's going to be split?
No.
It's the best players in the world.
You wait till you see Team USA.
Oh, are they not pulling their weight?
I think the Team USA's depth is insane. And even after the 11-man roster, there's tons of people you could throw in that are just as good as the Team World's bench.
Who do you have? You have Steph?
KD, LeBron, Steph, Devin Booker, Tyrese Haliburton, Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, John Morant, Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving.
But that doesn't matter to me because on any given night, these teams could play each other. It's all about chemistry and how they mesh.
I think that the starting five can hang and is just as good for the team world. But that second tier, like Vucevic?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player.
Have you been watching basketball this season? He's not been playing well.
No, he hasn't.
Jonas Valanciunas, he's a role player.
I guess when you go depth.
Franz Wagner's been balling out. But
like, how often? So you throw that team in an 8-man rotation, like how much worse are they going to be?
I mean, I don't think that they're going to be that much worse because the starters will. They have the twin towers. They have Jokic and Embiid. And then Giannis at the three.
Yeah, I mean, those are three of the top five players in the NBA.
I know. But then the just falls off.
Yeah, but I think you run a 7-8-man rotation.
10 games. What's it going? What's the split?
If it was 10 games, then you go 6-4 USA.
I think it goes 7-3.
I don't know. Basketball's so weird too because on any given night, I feel like any team could beat anyone because they're all talented. It's like golf.
Not Vucevic.
Not Vucevic. You're really out on Vucevic.
I used to be so in on him.
And now you're out.
He just misses. He just misses shots.
Fair. Kobe Bryant was a basketball player.
He was.
And he passed away.
Yes, he did.
And he would have been on Team USA.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going to say, if you could bring one celebrity back to life, who would it be? So I got a few names, but I want to see if anything jumps out to you.
Well,
this is someone actually commented this on our podcast. His name's Jason M. Hatch. Jason, if you're listening, thanks for the submission.
Shout out, Jason. If you're asking me, like just for my own personal preference, I would take Mac Miller. And I think that you would think that. But you could, like, if you really wanted to think about it, you could bring back like so many meaningful people.
Like I'm talking all time.
Yeah,
too.
Like Martin Luther King or like
Albert Einstein.
Like I want to say Mac Miller or I want to say Kobe Bryant because I love them both and I would love to see them still playing or making music. But that's just an irresponsible answer.
You know who might be a little insulted right now?
Who?
Your little buddy over there.
Oh, Stevie boy.
Steve Irwin.
I'd probably bring Steve back.
He was so cool.
I'd probably bring him back.
It's funny because our childhood...
Final answer.
Final answer?
Yep, Steve Irwin.
Yeah, I had Kobe Bryant, Mac Miller, Albert Einstein, Steve Irwin, Freddie Mercury.
I love Freddie Mercury.
Elvis.
Elvis would be sick.
Robin Williams. There's a lot of good people that passed. Yeah,
but then there's like the responsible route where it's like, could bring back like JFK or... Yeah. But JFK would be a little old now.
Well, I'm assuming you would bring them back in the age that they passed.
Yeah. Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. There's just a few good ones out there.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Ugh. There's a lot of good ones.
Even feed him to me. Who are you thinking?
Harambe. I'd probably bring him back.
I just got chills. I haven't thought about Harambe in a while.
Kimbo Slice.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
R.I.P. Kimbo.
Oh, man. There's a lot. There's a lot of people to choose from.
I feel like Harambe is...
It's sad. You feel like Harambe... What zoo? Without looking.
I don't know.
Cincinnati.
That's weird. I know that off the
top of your head. Of course I know. I was a big fan. R.I.P.
All right.
I want to go into a guessing game route.
Do it.
Can you guess what these words stand for? Wi-Fi.
Like the internet? Wireless internet?
It's actually only two words, surprisingly. But you got the first one, wireless.
And then fi?
Yeah, and then fi.
Wireless thinnernet. No. Wireless.
It's a bank.
Wireless fi.
Is it a bank? It's an investing
Fidelity.
App. Fidelity. Wireless Fidelity.
I would never guess that.
Pulled that out of nowhere.
Okay.
What about zip code? So just zip.
Z-I-P?
Z-I-P.
Zoo?
No.
Zebra.
Why would you think zoo?
I don't know many Z words.
Think of what it's doing. It's
Zay.
It's showcasing what?
The zoo.
An area, which would be a...
Zaria.
No.
Zai.
What do you... there's man defense, and then there's...
Zone. What's that? I?
Yeah.
Zip.
There's zone. Just no way.
Zone. Indestructive.
No. All right.
Postal.
Zone Improvement Plan. So it's actually created by USPS to deliver packages in 1963 to make it easier.
Okay.
All right. Take us a little throwback. DVD.
Disc?
No. That's the last word.
Digital?
Digital?
Video disc.
No.
That just makes sense.
It makes so much sense. How is it not that?
Digital video disc.
I guess because it does audio and video.
Digital.
It's very...
Vocal.
No. It could do a lot of things.
Value.
So, no.
Digital value disc.
No. Digital versatile disc. So, it's got a lot of things
it should
it
be
do.
Video.
I guess it should be. GIF. Or GIF, if you say it correctly.
It's GIF.
The creator says GIF.
Well, the creator's wrong.
How would he be wrong?
GIF. Guaranteed Infrastructure Foundation.
No.
Gerbil?
What? No. What is
game?
It's an image.
So. Gamified?
No. Graphics interchange format.
This is tough.
Graphics is a hard G, so it should be GIF.
It should be GIF.
Doesn't make any sense.
I remember what I was going to say.
What were we going to say?
What's the actor in Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
He said that it's not a Christmas movie.
Really?
Yep. So it's not.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. But you said the creator called it GIF, and he said he's the creator. Oh. He's whatever.
Okay, Bruce Willis.
So, say it.
I'm not saying
it. Say it.
Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Thank you.
According to Bruce Willis.
According to you.
Navy SEAL.
N-A-V-Y?
Well, it would be the SEAL part.
I was really ready to guess the N as nautical.
Seal? No, but that's a good place to go for the first word.
Self?
No.
Swim? Seal?
No. No. Seal. Seal wouldn't stand. That's one stand for seal. But seal. I found this one interesting.
Shark.
It's like, think of like elements.
Sonic.
What? Like elements.
Solid.
No, that's a. That's not an element. That's
air, like wind, fire, earth.
Okay. Well, air is the second word.
Mm.
So the S-E stands for something. And then it's air and blank.
Land.
Okay, land's the last one. Air and land. So what's the first one?
Sky.
Blank, air, and land.
Sky.
Not sky. Think about, you have air and land. So what are you looking for? Something watery, right?
It starts with S?
S.
Starfish. I don't know. Tell me.
Sea, air, and land.
Oh.
I never knew that.
Interesting.
All my years.
Sea?
S-E-A, S-N-E from C stand oh, in the seal.
I was going to say, that wouldn't make sense.
And then the last one, URL.
Undeniable resource line.
No. Uniform resource locator.
Resource? I got it.
Oh, you got the second word. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
All right.
Come back to me.
Random question. I saw this on Barstool.
Okay.
What one sport should be in the Olympics that is not already?
You're going to have to give me some ideas here because I'm a little scatterbrained.
I'll give you some ideas.
What about
beer pong?
No, I wouldn't put beer pong in it.
I would.
You would?
Yes. Because it would give me a chance to go to the Olympics.
Would it?
It would equal the playing field.
You're claiming yourself that good?
Yeah, I'm claiming it.
I think you get a few beers in you, then anything could happen.
Paintball?
Paintball's a good one, too. There's professional leagues for that already.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. In the
what
Olympics.
About cornhole?
Cornhole would be great.
They already have the
cornhole. Spikeball?
Spikeball would be fantastic.
You think you can make it?
No. No, hey, listen, we're a great duo and team. I would challenge anyone to spikeball. If you're a spikeball fanatic, I will challenge you and play you with
Brian. Basket, where are you at?
Yeah. Non-existent, apparently.
Oh!
Oh, sheesh.
Okay.
Now.
Wiffle ball?
Wiffle ball would be great, too. I led the beach
what
club.
What one sport do you think you could be in the Olympics for? Ring toss?
Not the ring toss.
The ring on
I think the... I think if I had to go professional in a sport and become very good at it, I think it would be bowling. Because I'm already a good bowler. If I played it every day and had to compete against a professional in something across the world, bowling's the easiest one to master and perfect. Mm. I just need a coach and I need some practice.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's what I would say. I want to do a password.
Let's do it.
One password each. The password is...
Not looking.
It just appeared right there. You couldn't
nope,
see
not
it.
Looking.
All right. Slogan.
Slogan. Slogan. I thought just do it, but that's too many words. Right? It has to be
no,
one
this
word?
Is one word.
One word. Brand.
Not necessarily.
So no?
No.
It's not
I, was just
word.
I was trying to let you down easy.
Okay. I got it.
Do you?
Yep.
Tagline.
Catchphrase.
Oh, Brian.
Was that
what
it?
The hell yeah, that was it. That was unbelievable.
That was awesome.
I'm proud of you.
Catchphrase.
How'd you come up with that just like that?
So I'm just that smart.
We're just aligned and we're
I'm
dialed
just that
in.
Smart. Making shift happen.
Think of a word.
All right. The password is battle.
War.
That's not it.
Okay. Oh, we're not even close,
that's
are we?
That's not it.
Okay.
No, you're kind of close.
Kind of close. Okay, I'm ready.
Blade.
Easy.
What is it?
I got it.
Say it.
Sword.
That's not it.
It's not it?
No, it's it.
Okay.
That's not it.
Are you lying to me?
No, it's it.
What are you doing?
It's it.
That's it? All right, cool. That was pretty easy.
That was easy. That was easy money.
Could have done. I thought catchphrase was a
give
good
me one
word.
More.
You want one more?
Are you want me to give you one more?
Give me one more.
The password is drink.
Beer.
Yes.
God, we're good. You want one more?
No. No. Go out on a high note.
Okay.
That's it.
That's
Podcast 5-9.
And Cameo.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff. Go follow us everywhere. That's a wrap.
Goodbye.